Great news for the Delaware Symphony Orchestra. Alan, tell us all about it.
Well, thank you very much, Kelly. Yes, as you may remember, the symphony is in an expansion mode now, and this coming season we are planning two concerts, two classic series concerts in Lewis at K. Penelope High School. Last year, we received word from the Jesse Ball DuPont Fund of a significant gift, actually a $40,000 gift, to help support these two programs in Lewis this coming year. It did require a $20,000 match, and we've received now one quarter of that match from the Gallo Gives Foundation and the folks at Gallo Realty, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services in Lewis. Trish Ratner and her sister Leanne Wilkinson had conversations with us in the spring, and their family foundation and the business decided to support our two programs with a $5,000 gift, and we're delighted about that. And we're working hard to raise the additional $15,000 we need to secure the rest of the Jesse Ball DuPont Fund money.
What reason did the Gallo Gives Foundation give for stepping up to the plate and helping you guys?
Well, certainly the folks at Gallo Realty are very interested in expanding arts, the arts presence in Sussex County and certainly in the eastern part of Sussex County. We all know that Sussex County is the fastest growing part of the state. And so with this influx of new people from all over the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic, these people are looking for opportunities in addition to, you know, outdoor recreation. They're looking for arts, cultural activities, and by bringing the Delaware Symphony to their community and to that part of the state, they're helping to enhance the quality of life.
All right, let's go into detail. So this latest $5,000 gift is going to support the Delaware Symphony Orchestra's two classics series concerts during the upcoming 2018-19 season. Talk about those performances in great detail so our listeners can hear more about it.
Absolutely. So on Sunday, September 30th at 3 p.m. at K. Penelope High School, the theater there, we're doing our tribute to Leonard Bernstein, who would have turned 100 years old next month. The program will feature Bernstein's Serenade, the only work that he wrote for solo violin and orchestra. And our soloist is Jennifer Coe, wonderful musician and MacArthur fellow. On that program also is a work by a living composer, just to pay tribute to, continuing the art form, a work by Robert Patterson called Dark Mountains, based on themes in Vermont. Aaron Copland was perhaps Leonard Bernstein's closest colleague, and so we're going to do his Appalachian Spring Suite. And then we're closing the program with a local guy. Samuel Barber was born and raised in Westchester and was an attendee of the Curtis School of Music in Philadelphia. And we're going to do a section from his work about Medea. So it's an all-American program in September. Then in March, on Sunday, March 24th at 3 p.m., also at K. Penelope High School, we have the amazing pianist Leon Fleischer coming to perform the Mozart 12th Piano Concerto. Leon is going to be celebrating his 90th birthday.
Wow.
Actually, I think he did on the 23rd or the 24th. And he is an artist who some people might recall came into the spotlight back when he was very young and brought in to perform a Beethoven concerto with the Cleveland Orchestra. And George Zell was so impressed by his playing that they ended up recording the entire cycle of five concertos, and that really put Leon on the map. Later in his career, Leon started to develop what was eventually diagnosed as focal dystonia in his right hand, and he was forced to play only the left-hand repertoire, which is pretty limited. And he spent many, many years trying to, find treatment and a cure for it. And probably about 10 years ago now, somebody suggested that he try Botox. And so he started getting injections of Botox in his right hand. The crippling effects went away. And since then, he's been playing repertoire for both hands, kind of late in his life and late in his career. But he's made a couple of significant recordings. He was honored by the Kennedy Center a few years ago as part of their Hall of Fame people. And we're going to bring him to Delaware, probably the last opportunity that many people have to hear him play live. The program also features Bruckner's monumental Seventh Symphony. So we have concerts in September and March, and another thing that we are doing this year is doing all of our box office activity in-house. So starting August 1st, people can go to the Delaware Symphony website, that's delawaresymphony.org, and click on the concert that they're interested in, and they can order their tickets right online. They can get them printed at home, or they can install them on their mobile device and come to the concert hall where we'll scan their ticket or their mobile device, and they'll be in. No handling charges anymore. The price that you see for the ticket is what you end up paying, and we're very excited about that.
Well, if all of that news isn't exciting enough for you, now, in addition, Alan, to the two Sussex County Classics concerts, the 2018-19 Delaware Symphony Orchestra season will also include some Classic Series concerts at Copeland Hall of the Grand Opera House in Wilmington, four Chamber Series concerts in the Gold Ballroom at the Hotel DuPont, and one in Dover, plus some family concerts and educational programs statewide. You want to talk about any of that?
It's pretty busy, huh? Yes, actually, the family concerts we're just nailing down. They're going to be in December with a holiday theme, and they will be in Wilmington at the Cab Calloway School for the Arts. The date is the Sunday. I think it's the 16th of December. But yes, the four concert chamber series happens at the Hotel DuPont in the opulent Gold Ballroom, and that's a series that features more intimate setting. I mean, just 200 people will attend, and it includes music that's chamber music, and also one program of a chamber orchestra, and those concerts run October, December, February, and April. The balance of the classic series, of course, those two programs in Lewis will also be performed in Wilmington. In November, we're teaming up with the University of Delaware Symphonic Choir for the Requiem by Luigi Cherubini and Beethoven Symphony No. 3, the Eroica, is on that program. In January, kind of a wintry mix, Sibelius' work called Night Ride and Sunrise, the four last songs of Richard Strauss, and Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 1, Winter Dreams. And then in May, we close the program with a program I'm calling the Three R's, music by Respighi, Rocha, and Rachmaninoff, and featuring the young cellist Nick Kenalakis, who's going to play the seldom heard Rocha cello concerto, but one that everybody will love because Mr. Rocha wrote lots of music for Hollywood, and so it's got kind of a Hollywood theme the whole evening. We're doing education programs, Carnegie Hall link-up programs next May in both Wilmington and Dover, and we're still working on some other things to add during the course of the year.
That is just fantastic. Alan, for people who are not familiar, describe the Delaware Symphony Orchestra to them.
Okay. Yeah, sure. We are actually entering our 113th season. We were founded as a group called the Tankapanicum Orchestra back in 1906 by a guy named Alfred I. DuPont. Some people in Delaware might recognize the name. And over the years, it's grown. It's kind of changed names a few times. I think they became the Delaware Symphony back in 1971, so we've had that name for a long time. And the orchestra, has made efforts throughout its history to be Delaware Symphony Orchestra, playing across the entire state. Of course, a few years ago, through the recession and some financial troubles, they scaled back. But now we're in a regrowth mode. So we're planning concerts not only in Newcastle County, but also in Sussex and Kent counties. The orchestra budget is about $1.8 million. We have 83 musicians on the roster, which is really a large orchestra for an orchestra of this size community. And we play all the great works, certainly the masterworks of the repertoire, trying to introduce new repertoire when we can. And we're also working to expand our programs by adding things like the family concert. Other things are in the works, which we'll be able to share news about in the future.